Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
There's something that I see all of the time on social media and people going to. It's just become so popular. Pilates. You might have seen the videos yourself. You might have even seen a studio open somewhere in your local area and you want to know a bit more about it. Well, I have enlisted the help of Katie Gallagher and Emily Keegan this morning. How are you?
Good.
Both girls from our newsroom, so you didn't have far to come at all. Now, Katie, you are a Pilates teacher for how long?
About a year and a half, mat Pilates.
Okay, mat Pilates.
Yeah, so not reformer.
Okay.
Just mat.
But Emily, you go to reformer Pilates. Right, so we're going to get the whole perspective this morning. I'm going to give this disclaimer. I've never done Pilates in my life. Never been to a class, but I'm so interested just by the volume of people that I see on social media that are going. Every Saturday, every Sunday morning, everyone's in their wholesome era going to their Pilates class. Katie, what is Pilates for someone who's never been like me?
So Pilates is a form of, I would say, almost physio for the body. Like, it was actually made by a man called Joseph Pilates during the war to help people kind of get better after any injuries and trauma, and actually kind of like literally by strings held up under the bed. So that's when you see the machines, that's kind of where that came from. But it's, I would say, a form of physio. So it's never to make you feel, I feel like on Instagram you might see feel a burn and do these arm. That's not really where it started. It kind of started in the practice of finding the control within your body, finding how to use it properly, and then you add in your limbs and all the extra bits. So I think it's actually a bit of self-care, but through exercise. So you can get the burn, but you should be doing it very much so to make your body feel better rather than worse, an intense big exercise.
Okay, I like that. You mentioned something about people with like injuries, it being really good for people with injuries. Is there a certain type of person that you see coming through the doors of your classes? Is Pilates kind of directed towards anyone in particular?
No, it's literally for everybody. So I teach classes from age groups, I would say from 18 to 80. And that's men, women. Honestly, like, I have an all-males class and it's men. The men there are definitely 40 to, I would say, high 70s.
Yeah.
And that's my clientele for them.
Then
the women, and I've mixed, and the women in the mixed is definitely a big mix of ages. And I will tell you that the older people are just as good, if not better, because they've been doing it for years.
Wow.
And their core strength is so controlled. Mm-hmm. And once you have the control, everything else comes easier. So if you literally, because Pilates was actually called Controlology. That was the original name.
No way.
And I think when you find your little bit of control, we call it the center, the powerhouse. When you get that working, everything else comes easier. And even in the gym, it helps you brace yourself. You'll say that in the gym.
Yeah.
In Pilates, we'll say find your core, find your center is what we'll say.
And
that means really just trying to get yourself in a bit of a better posture. And once you do that, everything's better. So it's for everybody. And as we get older, our muscles start to decline. Everybody should be doing something. And if Pilates is kind of maybe the gateway that gets you in and makes it feel a little bit more accessible, as I say, it can be almost transformative in like physio for the body rather than going in feeling like you have to lift loads of weights. This way, you can use your body weight and it's enough, and it will actually help you then to progress into everything else.
Wow. Okay, that's great to hear. Emily, you have been doing reformer Pilates since February. It was your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. So last year, my New Year's resolution was to join the gym, and that did not work for me. I really, really tried, and it was not for me. So I was like yourself, I'd seen everybody posting it online. So I was like, what is this? And the machines, because I do reformer, the machines just looked really interesting to me.
Yeah.
So I started in February, and I'm still going now. I do it 2 to 3 times a week. Now,
fair play. And what was your first class like? I can imagine you were sore after it, were you?
Oh my God, the pain was because when you're doing it, it doesn't really feel too intense. It doesn't feel painful. And you're kind of like, God, I feel like I didn't really gain much from that. And then the next morning you wake up and it's like, oh my God, like you could barely walk. Now I've gotten used to it. Like I had a class last night and I feel absolutely fine today. And there's different levels to it. So like I'm level 2 now, but it goes up to level 4 in some places. Mm-hmm. So you kind of take it at your own pace, but I absolutely love it. Now it is tough. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I think because you see this like girly image of like matcha and Pilates and my cute little socks and all this. It's tough. Like don't underestimate it, but like I already see the results. Like my posture is so much better. I can feel that my core is so much stronger. Like it's so, and it's not intense in the moment. So it's not like I can go after a full day's work and I don't dread it. Whereas like I would sit in the car park of the gym for 40 minutes trying to hype myself up to go inside.
Come on, you can do this.
Yeah.
Is it going to give me a six pack if I went?
I'm still looking for mine every day. Like every time I come home, I'm like straight to the mirror. I'm like, where is it? I definitely have noticed a difference. It's toned me up.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And other people have noticed the difference in me as well. So like, even like if I'm wearing a pair of leggings, people are like, God, your legs look really toned up. So like it definitely does make a difference, but maybe not as quick as you would see it from
the gym. Work in progress, of course. You mentioned about the socks. Katie, what are the socks for?
The socks are actually more of a reformer thing, and that's grip, and that's for safety. Right. Really. It's so that you don't, like, you're on a machine that's going to move. You want to be as tight to the machine if you can. So it's grip socks. It's the little bits at the bottom, the little dots, and that'll keep you there. And for a mat, that's good too. Or you can go barefoot on a mat because that'll keep you nearly as grip to the floor.
Okay.
But that's what they are, really.
I've bought grip gloves.
That's how far.
Yeah, they actually arrived yesterday because when we're planking, this might be TMI. I've got really sweaty hands. So when we're planking, I really, really struggle.
Yeah.
So I bought grip gloves and I'm going to try them out in my next class on Saturday morning.
I can't believe that is actually a thing. But obviously, look, everyone is loving Pilates at the moment. So they are making products for pretty much everything. I think I'm kind of sold.
If honestly, I wanted to do a Pilates class, where am I starting off with maybe getting that journey going? Am I just finding someone local in the local area to go to a class?
I actually... Shout out to 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards because Platinum Pilates was nominated. So that's actually where I found it and that's where I started going. Most places offer a starter pack as well. So you can go and trial places for like a cheaper price and then find the one that suits you. Because every instructor approaches it differently as well. So like I have my instructors that I like to go to and I will purposely book their classes.
Okay, good advice, good advice.
And I would just recommend to go to a Pilates class that it's a Pilates instructor because there can be the kind of, because it's so trendy at the minute, there can be the kind of pump classes that are, and it's just important for Pilates because it is, as I said, intense controlled movements that you're doing it right. So you kind of want somebody that is going to be there and maybe just pull you out of a position if you're kind of wrong because it's for safety and you want to be doing it right and you're supposed to train your spine to be in the best position it can be in. So you want somebody that's qualified and confident that they're going to come in and give you a little bit of a budge in the right direction.
Yeah, okay, girls, thank you so much, Katie and Emily. I think I might go to a Pilates class now.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Today, the 16th of October, is the day that we are shining a big spotlight on the people who keep the wheels turning in our workplaces, our bosses. Today is National Boss Day, so whether yours is cool, calm and collected or a little bit mad, but a great person at the end of the day. Well, this is their moment to feel the love. Mentioned previously on the show on multiple occasions that I used to be an employee of Centra and I loved that job so much. I remember my boss there would let me go home sometimes with a few bits from the deli or from the bakery if they weren't sold. Oh, they were the best days ever. And she would also put me on the 8-2 shift, which was the nicest shift. Not horrendously early in the morning and then done in the afternoon, early afternoon. It was perfect. She was a great boss. So this morning, I want to hear your voice notes and your messages. Take a second out of your day to shout out your boss here on 98FM. It's Leanne Hanifin with you. And I told you earlier on that today, the 16th of October, is National Bosses Day. So to celebrate and to show a little bit of love for the boss in your life, I'm looking for your texts and your voice notes. 087 798 98 98. Lynn has sent one in.
I'd like to say I have the best boss in the absolute world. Our whole team is so lucky. She is just amazing. Nothing is a problem. There's always a solution. She'll take you in, have a little check-in with you, see how you're keeping, how you're doing. We all really, really, really appreciate our boss. Her name is Olivia Spate. We work in Barnardos and she is absolutely the best in the world.
Oh, Lynn, thank you for sending that in and a big shout out to Olivia. You've been getting in touch with some lovely shout outs for your bosses and rightly so as well. 087 798 98 98. Here's Christopher.
My name is Christopher Bourne from Blanchestown and I just want to say a big, big, big shout out to my boss, Paul McGuire. He's been great and there for me through the years. Thanks, boss.
Oh, that's lovely. Christopher, thank you so much.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.